Well, howdy, how are you? Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. This is episode 495, and I'm Steve Webb, your host. This is the podcast that helps you achieve consistency in reading the Bible, and we have a new episode for you every Monday through Friday, except when I just flat forget to record Monday's show like I did yesterday. No excuses, I'm just a dork sometimes, and I'm sorry about that. We are, of course, reading through the Bible on two tracks. Track one is the Old Testament, and track two is the New Testament. Each day we alternate the tracks, and the shows are usually between 10 and 15 minutes long. Our reading today is Isaiah 45 through 47 from the easy-to-read version. And at the end of today's show, I do have an announcement for you, so stick around for that. Let's begin. Isaiah chapter 45. This is what the Lord said to Cyrus, his chosen king. I took you by your right hand to help you defeat nations, to strip other kings of their power, and to open city gates that will not be closed again. I will go in front of you and make the mountains flat. I will break the city gates of bronze and cut the iron bars on the gates. I will give you the wealth that is stored in secret places. I will give you those hidden treasures. Then you will know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who calls you by name. I do this for my servant Jacob. I do it for my chosen people, Israel. Cyrus, I'm calling you by name. You don't know me, but I know you. I am the Lord, the only God. There is no other God except me. I put your clothes on you, but you still don't know me. I'm doing this so that everyone will know that I am the only God. From the east to the west, people will know that I am the Lord and that there is no other God. I made the light and the darkness. I bring peace and I cause trouble. I, the Lord, do all these things. May the clouds and the skies above pour goodness on the earth like rain. May the earth open up to let salvation grow, and may goodness grow with that salvation which I, the Lord, created. Look at these people. They are arguing with the one who made them. Look at them argue with me. They are like pieces of clay from a broken pot. Clay does not say to the one molding it, "Man, what are you doing?" Things that are made don't have the power to question the ones who make them. A father gives life to his children, and they cannot ask, "Why are you giving me life?" They cannot question their mother and ask, "Why are you giving birth to me?" The Lord God is the Holy One of Israel. He created Israel, and he says, "My children, you asked me to show you a sign. You told me to show you what I've done. I made the earth, and I created the people on it. I used my own hands to make the skies, and I command all the armies in the sky. I was right to give power to Cyrus, and I will make his work easy. He will rebuild my city, and he will set my people free, without bribes or payment." The Lord All-Powerful said this. The Lord says, "Egypt and Ethiopia are rich, but Israel, you will get those riches. The tall people from Seba will be yours. They will walk behind you with chains around their necks. They will bow down before you and ask you to pray for them and say, 'The true God really is with you, and there is no other God.' You are the God people cannot see. You are the God who saves Israel. Many people make false gods, but they will be disappointed. All of them will go away ashamed. But Israel will be saved by the Lord. That salvation will continue forever. Never again will Israel be shamed. The Lord is God. He made the skies and the earth. He put the earth in its place. He did not want the earth to be empty when he made it. He created it to be lived on. I am the Lord. There is no other God. I have spoken openly, not in secret. I did not hide my words in a dark and secret place. I did not tell the people of Jacob to look for me in empty places. I am the Lord, and I speak the truth. I say only what is right. You people who escape from other nations, gather together before me. These people carry statues of false gods. They pray to useless gods, but they don't know what they're doing. Tell them to come to me. Let them present their case and discuss these things. Who told you about this before it happened? Who told you this so long ago? I, the Lord, am the one who said these things. I am the only God, the one who does what is right. I am the one who saves, and there is no other. So all you people in faraway places, turn to me and be saved, because I am God and there is no other. When I make a promise, that promise is true, it will happen. And I swear by my own power that everyone will bow before me and will take an oath to obey me. They will say, "Goodness and strength come only from the Lord." And all who show their anger against him will be humiliated. The Lord will help the people of Israel live right and praise their God. Isaiah chapter 46. The Lord says, "Bel has fallen to the ground. Nebo is kneeling before me. Men put those idols on the backs of animals. They are only heavy burdens that must be carried. They do nothing but make people tired. But they all bowed down and fell to the ground. They couldn't escape. They were all carried away like prisoners. Family of Jacob, listen to me. You who are left from the family of Israel, listen. I have carried you since you left your mother's womb. I carried you when you were born, and I will still be carrying you when you are old. Your hair will turn gray, and I will still carry you. I made you, and I will carry you to safety. Can you compare me to anyone? No one is equal to me. You cannot understand everything about me. There is nothing like me. Some people are rich with gold and silver. Gold falls from their purses, and they weigh their silver on scales. They pay an artist to make a false god from wood. Then they bow down and worship that false god. They put their false god on their shoulders and carry it. That false god is useless. People have to carry it. People set the statue on the ground, and it cannot move. That false god never walks away from its place. People can yell at it, but it will not answer. That false god is only a statue. It cannot save people from their troubles. Sinners, change your heart and mind. Think about this again. Remember it and be strong. Remember what happened long ago. Remember, I am God, and there is no other God. There is no other like me. In the beginning, I told you what would happen in the end. A long time ago, I told you things that have not happened yet. When I plan something, it happens. I do whatever I want to do. I am calling a man from the east to do what I want. He will come like an eagle from a faraway country. He will do all that I have planned. Everything I said will happen just as I said it would. Listen to me, you stubborn people. You're far from doing what is right. But I am close to making things right. Salvation will not be delayed much longer. I will bring salvation to Zion and to my wonderful Israel." Isaiah chapter 47. Fall down and sit in the dirt, virgin daughter Babylon. You have no throne, so sit on the ground, daughter of the Chaldeans. You are not the ruler now. You are no longer the beautiful young princess that people said you were. Get the millstones ready and grind the grain into flour. Take off your veil and fancy clothes. Lift your skirt and get ready to cross the rivers. Men will see your naked body and use you for sex. I will make you pay for the bad things you did, and I will not let anyone help you. My people say, "God saves us. His name is the Lord All-Powerful, the Holy One of Israel." So Babylon, sit down and shut up. Daughter of the Chaldeans, go into the dark prison. You will no longer be the queen of the kingdoms. I was angry with my people. They were mine, but I turned against them. I let you punish them, but you showed them no mercy. Even for those who were old, you made the work hard. You said, "I will live forever. I will always be the queen." You didn't care what you did to my people. You didn't think about what might happen later. So now listen, you who love only pleasure. Feeling so safe, you tell yourself, "I alone am important, and no one else matters. I will never be a widow or lose my children." Those two things will happen to you. First, you will lose your children, and then your husband. And none of your magic spells will help you. You do bad things but still feel safe. You say to yourself, "No one sees the wrong I do." You thought that your wisdom and knowledge would save you. You tell yourself, "I alone am important, and no one else matters." But disaster is coming your way. You don't know when it will happen, but disaster is coming, and there is nothing you can do to stop it. You worked hard all your life learning magic and spells. So start using that magic. Maybe those spells will help you. Maybe you'll be able to frighten someone. You have many advisors. Are you tired of the advice they give? Then send out your men who read the stars. They can tell when the month starts, so maybe they can tell you when your troubles will come. But they cannot even save themselves. They will burn like straw. They will burn so fast that there will be no coals left to cook bread. There will be no fire left to sit by. That's what will happen to those you have worked with, the people you did business with all your life. They will all go their own way. there will be no one left to save you. May God richly bless the reading of His Word. So who is this Cyrus we read about in chapter 45 today? You might be surprised to learn that he was a Mede, not a Jew. Yet God called him to make Israel free. Isn't it interesting that God does not restrict His use of people to only the children of Israel? As He said so many times in just these three chapters we read today, He is God and there is no other. He can do as He chooses. Again, as He said numerous times in these chapters and the chapters we've already read, He knows what will happen before it happens. So He prepared Cyrus. He knew that there would be a need for a Savior of Israel, this Cyrus, at this specific time in history. And at just the right time, Cyrus was born, and God took him by the hand to enable him to be the king that would bring the Israelites freedom. Notice that Cyrus was a type or a sort of foreshadowing of the coming Messiah. Just as Cyrus was an unlikely choice at his time, Jesus was an unlikely one to be the anointed one. And I don't know about you, but I am certainly an unlikely choice to do the things that God has called me to do in my life. Chances are you can say the same thing. But remember this, Jesus said that we would do even greater things than He did. God has great things in mind for you, just as He did for Cyrus. As He knew Cyrus by name, He knows you, and He wants to do something through you so that people will know that He is the Lord. Isn't it great to be a child of the King? Your thoughts? Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. I really am sorry I missed yesterday. Sunday, when I normally record Monday's show, was a bit of an emotional day. Nothing bad, and I won't bore you with the details, but after church, I just came home and basically crashed. It wasn't until about 11:30 that night that it dawned on me that I'd forgotten the most important thing of the day, recording an episode for you. Yeah, I can be a dork sometimes. But how about some good news? My book is now live on Amazon. I'll have a link in the sidebar at lifespringmedia.com if you'd like to pick up your own real physical paper copy. And just for you, because you're listening to this show, if you do buy a physical copy from my Amazon link at lifespringmedia.com, email a copy of your Amazon receipt to me and I'll send a link for you to download the PDF version. That way you can have it on your mobile device too. Even if you don't have the book with you, you've got the PDF version right with you if you carry your phone with you like pretty much everybody else does. My email address again is steve@lifespringmedia.com. And if you write an honest review for the book on Amazon and send me a link to your review, I'll send a link to download my recording of the New Testament as a way of saying thanks. And tell your friends about it too. But again, be sure the review is an honest review. I appreciate you. Thank you for spending some of your day with me today. I truly am honored. And thanks to my friendly editor and others who help support the show with the value for value model. You guys and gals are just awesome. And if you'd like to find out how you can help, go to support.lifespringmedia.com. Until tomorrow, when we're back in the book of Romans, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.